This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade. Here we are backstage. Our players are warming up for today's big match. Warm up they should, because one of these teams is going to have the opportunity today to win their very own video arcade game. You players ready? Everybody ready? Okay, let's go play Starcade. Nice studio audience. Welcome. Nice to have you here. And you at home, of course, welcome to Starcade. We're going to have a good show for you today. Let's meet the teams who are going to be playing against each other. You are?
Mike Sylvester.
Mike, tell me about yourself.
Okay. My name is Mike Sylvester. I'm 13 years old and in the 8th grade at the Cloquet Junior High School in Cloquet, Minnesota. Some of my hobbies are hockey, baseball, and computers and video games. And my favorite game is Bagman.
All right. And you, Bagman, that's one of my favorites, too. I love that game. You came all the way from Minnesota, huh?
Yep.
Who'd you bring with you?
My dad.
Your name, sir?
David Sylvester, and I teach school in Cloquet, Minnesota, Cloquet Elementary School. I teach physical education.
I knew you did, because you beat everybody down the hall by about 45 yards.
First, second, third, and fourth graders, and some of my favorite things that I like to do are play the banjo, and I also like athletics, and I've also coached quite a bit.
Oh, David, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Nice to be here.
Okay, this team is all set. Let's meet your opponents. Your name?
Mark Domino.
Mark, how about you?
My name is Mark Domino. I'm a freshman in high school. I go to Del Mar High School in San Jose. My hobbies are model building, video gaming, and computers.
Terrific. Nice to meet you, Mark. And this is your father, I presume? Your name, sir?
My name is Mario Domino. And
Mario. I've played your game.
Have you played my game? Yeah. That's right. I have a brother, too.
Mario, yes. Yes, I met him.
Let's see. I was born in Italy, and I now live in San Jose. I work in Sunnyvale as a manager of manufacturing, planning, and controls for a company. And I'm really here to support Mark and help him win Stargate.
Okay, or Starcade, either one. Starcade. Sure, what the heck. Okay, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games, and one of you is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. Today it is Stargate. Yeah, that's why you said Stargate. I hadn't looked yet. Got it. All right, you team, shake hands and get ready to play Starcade. Head over towards the podiums. And as you head over towards the podiums, Kevin's going to tell us about the five games you're going to have to deal with today. Kev?
Saddle up your ostrich, gas up your bike, and put on your magic hat. Starcade is ready to begin. First on today's lineup, Joust. Not a game, but a way of life, sire. Next, it is Motor Race USA, a low-riding biker coast-to-coast. Crystal Castles, a bear-raising race for gems. Major Havoc, a clone on a quest. And Elevator Action, a cloak and dagger operation. Jeff?
Okay, Kevin, a couple of my favorite games up there, and I know one of them's Kevin's favorites, too. Okay, let's see. Those are today's five games. Both of you had a chance to play them before today's show. One of them, as you know, is a mystery game. If you pick it in the first three games, you're going to get a prize automatically, and Kevin will whisper to the home audience and tell them what the mystery game is.
Today's mystery game, Elevator Action.
All right, let's get to the question. I have a question for you. First team to buzz in answers the question. Answer correctly, you pick the first game. Don't look so serious, Mark. It's going to be okay. All right?
Okay.
All right, here we go. What is page one on the game Arabia? Yes, Sylvester's.
The boat ride.
Will we accept the boat ride? Yes, the ship is the answer we had. Boat ride is right.
There you go, Mike.
You didn't even wait for me to give you the choices. Way to go, Mike. You pick the first game. What'll it be?
Elevator Action.
You got action of your own right there. That happens to be, as you heard, the mystery game, and we have something for you, Kev.
It's a collector's library worth over $300 from the company that brings all the great hits together, from KTEL International.
Elevator Action happens to be my favorite game. I have the high score here on the Starcade staff. Kevin has second highest score, so he'll tell us about the game.
Your Agent 17, codename Otto, Master Spy Extraordinaire. Your mission? to penetrate security, locate all secret documents, and make your escape to a waiting getaway car. Make your way through the building using the elevators or the stairs, find the secret documents behind the red doors, avoid the enemy agents, or immobilize them with a karate kick, or if you must, eliminate them. We must have all secret documents. It's up to you now, Agent 17, in elevator action.
Yes, you'll find out life has its ups and downs. Who's going to play this?
I am.
You are. Okay. Yeah. What were you going to say, Dave?
We're just going to let Mike play this first one.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, listen, Mike, I'll give you a couple of hints about elevator action, and Mario and Mark, you might want to listen too. You control the elevator, so when you come down towards the enemy agents, if you move the elevator up and they fire, they can't fire again for a little bit, so then you can knock them off. You need to score points in this. You have 50 seconds, so the faster you get down to the red door and get in it, the better off you are. Some people want to stay between floors just knocking off guys. We need to get 100 points apiece for the men, okay?
Yep.
All right, do you understand all that?
Yeah.
Okay, it came awfully fast for me. David, over here. Mike, get ready. You have 50 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play. Points. Nicely played, Mike. You missed the red doors, though. You didn't go in the red doors. You got to watch out for them. David, all right, head on back. Here comes Mario and Mark. Coming on down. And who's going to play this?
Me.
Okay, Mark, you heard the advice that I gave to Mike?
Yep.
All right, don't forget the red doors. You forgot the red doors. Maybe you want to pay attention to that. And you'll cheer him on, Mario?
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go. 50 seconds. Get ready, get set, play.
Good, good, good. Come on.
Boy, you're not giving him a chance. Oh, that's right. You have another man coming up. Oh, good kick.
Good.
20 seconds. Whoops, don't control them when you're on top. All right, good play. You got yourself 1,000 points. Way to go. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back to see who gets to choose the next game right here on Starrcade. Stay with us.
The grand prize today on Starrcade is the video arcade game Stargate. It's you against the UFOs trying to save all the humanoids before they're carried away to some strange planet. Stargate, a spacey experience from Williams Electronics. And now here's our spacey host, Jeff Edwards.
All right, Kevin, thanks a lot. Well, let's check the scores after elevator action. Sylvester's, you have a total of 700 points.
Right.
And the Dominoes have 1,000 points. Only 300 points separating the two teams. Very close. Sylvester's, of course, Domino's in the lead, but there's still one more game to be played in this round, and the total points scored on both games will determine who gets to play the name of the game board. So everybody ready for another question?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Hands on buzzers. In Dragon's Lair, what is the name of the fair princess? Domino's.
Princess Daphne.
Daphne's right. Boy, I don't have to get today. Good for you. So, Marco and Dave, Mario, you get it. Mario and Mark, I got it. Okay, you get to choose the game. What are you going to pick?
Major Havoc.
Major Havoc. Okay. We will ask our minor announcer about Major Havoc.
Eons ago, in a galaxy far away, a small band of scientists created a clone, and they named him Jeff Edwards. No, they named him Major Havoc, and they sent him on a mission at the forefront of a band of clones dedicated to rid the galaxy of invader robots. They're holding your people captive. Major Havoc and his band of clones are relentless in their pursuit, as you are about to see.
All right, I can tell from the way you're standing that, Mario, you're going to play this?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you're going to have a good time. Well, let's see. The faster you shoot the enemies coming at you in the first screen, the faster you get to the second screen, you can score more points there. The secret in the second screen is when you jump, the longer you hold the jump button, the higher you jump. Okay. You're going to want to collect oxygens, go through the maze, and then get back out. Any last-minute hints for your dad?
Nope. I just found out about the game. I've never seen it before.
Oh, you're deserting him right here, huh? Heck with him. He's on his own?
Yep.
All right. Turn around, David. I keep calling you David. I'm sorry. Mario and Mark, you get ready to play the game. You have 50 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play. Fire away. Gotcha. That's right. You have 5 lives this game. 4 seconds. Whoops. There you go. Oh, no, you got to move a little run on the jump. Whoops. Okay, I have a question for you. How frustrated are you?
He wouldn't.
Yeah, he sure wouldn't. All right, you guys head back. Not a bad score, though, 10,700. Come on, David and Mike. Oh, dear. Ah, I see. David, you're going to play this, huh?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
You watched what happened, did you, to Mario?
Yes, I did.
How do you feel, David?
Well, I'll do the best I can, just like he did.
Okay, that's the way to do it. Turn around. You'll have 50 seconds. You ready? Get set. Play. Got him. Okay. Yes, there you go. Good job.
Get down, man. Get down, man. Yep.
15 seconds.
Oh, almost.
Look out. $16,700. I didn't think you knew what you were doing, but you sure did, David. Nice play there. You and Mike head on back. We're going to add up the scores now from both games. Both teams had a chance to play Elevator Action and Major Havoc, and now one team is going to play for a very special prize. We're going to total up the scores from both games to see who gets to play the name of the game board. Sylvester's, you have a score of $17,400. The Dominoes have 11,700. Sylvester, you came from behind. Come on up here. You'll play the name of the game board. Boy, that was really good play, David. All right,
Thank you. Behind you are
4 screens. We're going to show you 4 video games. If you name the games correctly, we have a prize for you. And Kevin will tell you about that.
For 3 out of 4, you'll win Explorer Computerized Chess by Sisys, a challenge for the serious chess player. It can solve made-in-4 problems. It has a sensory board. It's easy to use and portable. Explorer Chess by Sisys. And if you get all 4 right, it's a White's Metal Detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil from White's Electronics.
Okey-doke. Now, one of you has to start first, and then we'll go in order, one after the other. Who's going to go first?
He will.
Okay, I'll go first.
All right,
that surprised me.
Yeah, I see that it did. You and Mike turn around, please. And David, you'll start in the upper left-hand corner. Is that Professor Pac-Man or Baby Pac-Man?
Baby Pac-Man.
No, sorry. It was Professor Pac-Man. Number two, is that Mario Brothers or Donkey Kong Jr.?
Mario Brothers.
Right you are. That's one right in the center. Is this pole position or turbo?
Pole position.
Right you are, Dave. This is the one for the prize. Is this Space Duel or Space Dungeon?
Space Dungeon.
Right you are. Good for you. Turn around, guys. That means you get a computer chess set, and that's really good. So congratulations to you, Mike. To you, too, David. This team is in the lead, but the lead has changed twice here so far in Starcade. It could change again. We'll be back in a few moments. Okay, welcome back to Starcade. All right, here we are at round two. This is the big challenge. Only one game left to play. This time, only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we'll total up all the scores, and the top scorer on all games is going to get a chance to win the video arcade game Stargate. So if you're ready, I have the last question for you. I wonder if you're going to buzz in before I give you the choices on this one. Which of the insects in millipede can poison mushrooms, which will in turn poison the millipede? Domino.
Earwig.
Earwig is right. Holy
All right.
Gosh. All right. You sure know your games, Mike. What are we going to play?
Crystal Castles.
Crystal Castles. All right, Crystal Castles it is. I'm going to get your name right before the end of this show, Mark. I really apologize for that. Crystal Castles it is, and Kevin will tell us about Crystal Castles.
This is a fantasy land where you magically become Bentley Bear, lost in a land where jewels line the streets and grow from the Crystal Castle. Gather them up, but be wary of magical creatures that guard them, like walking trees and gem eaters that collect the gems themselves. If you can get to one of the gem eaters while he's swallowing a gem, you can make big points. And there's a magic hat, and once in a while a honey pot that will score big points too. This is a land of mystery and magic. You're on a trip through the Crystal Castles.
Now, we know you Starcaders know how to warp up to level 3 and get 140,000 points with the magic door. However, the magic door does not always appear, so we will not allow the 140,000 points if you decide to do it. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, Mark. Okay. You ready to play?
Yeah.
We wish you good luck. You need some points. You have 40 seconds to play. Get ready? Get set? Go. Good play. Oh, wow. The magic hat. Oh. 19 seconds. You did it. Wait a minute. 10 seconds. Getting some more points.
Yes.
$15,791. That was nicely played, Mark. Congratulations.
Fantastic.
Mario, you and Mark go on back. David and Michael come down. Well, you guys are in the lead going into this game, but he did pretty well. All I can do is just wish you good luck, and you're going to play it, right, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. David, you cheer him on. 40 seconds to play. Get ready. Get set. Play. Boy, he's a Crystal Castle player, too. 30 seconds. Now for the trees. Oh, they got you. 10 seconds. $517. Head on back. This is going to be a close one. In a minute, one of these two teams is going to have a chance at their own Stargate. Let's see who it's going to be. Sylvester's, you have a total of $29,917. Domino's, you have $27,491. Sylvester's, you did it. Well, I want to tell you, Mark, Mario, you played really well. It just wasn't in the cards today, but we have some nice gifts for you for being here in Starcade. It's nice to meet you.
Thank you. It was fun being here.
You're welcome. Just delighted that you had a good time. And Sylvester's, you guys are our champions, and listen to what we have for you.
It's RB5X, the intelligent robot. It's the perfect multi-purpose programmable home appliance. It learns from its experiences, moves under its own power, and can even talk from RB Robot Corporation, Golden, Colorado.
Now, if you know how to set that robot, it'll even shovel the snow for you back there in Minnesota.
Gee, we could use help.
We'll take a break. We'll see who gets their own video arcade game if they can. Right after that, no, Mike?
Yeah.
And welcome back to Starcade. Now, Sylvester's, here comes the big challenge, a chance to win your own arcade game. There's still two games left unplayed, Joust and Motor Race USA. During the commercial break, we informed you that if you picked Joust, you'd have to score at least 3,076 points. If you picked Motor Race USA, you'd have to score at least 5,849 points. Now, those are the average scores of more than 20 other players who played these same games. So you reached a decision and you picked...
Joust.
Okay. We'll let Kevin tell us about Joust then. And if you get, 3,076 points or more in 30 seconds, you're going to take Stargate home with you. All right?
Yep.
All right, Mike and David, we'll go over and play, and Kevin will tell us about Joust.
Jousting is not a game. Jousting is a way of life, sire. Ride proudly on thy ostrich, toppling thy opponents from their mounts. Strike them soundly from the top. Then grab up the eggs that fall before they can hatch into more foes. Flap thy wings to avoid danger and enter into the manly sport of jousting. Thy game, sire, is Joust.
3,076 points in 30 seconds. That's your goal, Mike. Catch the eggs in the air. You get more points that way. When I play it, I hang out underneath that top ledge, but I'm sure you have your own way to play it, okay?
Yep.
All right, good luck. Hope you get to take Stargate home with you. David, over here, please. Mike, ready to play. 30 seconds to go. Get ready. Get set. Play. Yeah, 1750, way to go. 12 seconds. Hey, you did it! You can quit right now, Michael. You got over 4,000 points. You're going to take Stargate back to Minnesota with you. Congratulations. Way to go, David. All right, what a show. We'll see you in the next Starcade. Until then, this is Jeff Edwards saying, hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.
This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.